Bad and Evil. Part 8. Dealing with Badness. The vast majority of people are good people. The vast majority of people sometimes do bad actions. We have to deal with badness both personally and in our communities. We teach children about good and bad, pointing out how people suffer when they are harmed. We explain why what they did was bad and show them the hurt and damage they caused. We ask how they would feel if someone did the same to them. We teach them to apologize and make amends. We create rules and consequences. When we are dealing with a good person who has done a bad action, or even many bad actions, we use many methods to encourage remorse, repentance, restoration, and reform. We try to help them so they will not do it again. We appeal to rules and laws and explain the consequences. We make them restore damage. We enforce punishments. We provide religious or spiritual counsel and support. We provide family and social support. We provide psychological treatment, occupational training, medical care, sponsors, and advice from all directions. We assign them to perform community service to help their hearts to open. We treat people who have done bad actions firmly and with kindness and compassion. Most people in helping fields are extremely kind and compassionate. Compassionate advocates help harm doers avoid harsh punishments. Kind, compassionate teachers, clergy, and performers go to prisons and provide education, religion, and entertainment. Kind, compassionate people abound, and many of us will do everything we can to help someone reform. Prayer hotlines, prayer groups, and spiritual healers appeal to higher forces and other realms by request. Prayer often helps people who have done bad or evil to rekindle and expand the goodness in their hearts. Positive thinking, affirmations, and visualizations can also help. Focusing on divine love is helpful anywhere, anytime. Sympathy and kindness are often effective when dealing with badness because one can access and encourage the goodness that resides in the heart. If bad people truly care for even one other person, love for that person can draw them like a lifeline back toward the goodness in their hearts. One can reason and make deals with bad people. They want to win, but they have an instinct for self-preservation and can accept a compromise. If they're losing, they logically choose what is in their best interest. It can be helpful to listen to their viewpoints. When dealing with badness, one can use strategies based on the assumption that all parties are rational and will choose what is best for them, such as The Art of War, The Art of the Deal, or A Book of Five Rings, The Classic Guide to Strategy. All of the above methods can be effective in dealing with badness. Many people, such as Tibetan sorcerer-turned-yogi Milarepa, proud and wild partygoer-turned-renunciate Francis of Assisi, Saul-turned-Paul of Tarsus, and countless others, have been able to reform and go on to be very good after an earlier life of being bad. However, none of these methods is effective when dealing with evil.